saying Ambrose might not be as popular as his student Augustine. But Ambrose was a virtuous man, even when he was not a Christian. Because of his virtue, because of his righteousness, because of his passion for the truth, and because of his honor, when the people of Milan needed a bishop, they called him to be one. They elected him, and they unanimously chose him. And he saw that as the will of God and the faith of God for him. And he answered yes. Ambrose teaches us what the gospel reading trying to instill in each and every one of us today. My brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "The man who listens to my word and act on it is like building a house on rock." Ambrose first built his house on virtues, on doing what is right, what is just. But much more than that, as he learned about his faith and fell in love with the faith, he acted not only with virtues, but with faith, hope, and love. Ambrose allowed God to speak to him and through him by seeking no longer a virtuous life, but a holy life, so that God radiated in him and through him. My brothers and sisters, St. Ambrose, what made the doctor of the church because of his holiness, was canonized as a saint because of his love for God. And we as Christians see how much impact he had in the life of Augustine, that when Augustine was lost, he came to Ambrose for many guidance, and Ambrose was patient enough to guide him back to the truth, the way, and the life, guide him back to God. So we too must be Ambrose for this world, my brothers and sisters, because we have many Augustine in this world who are lost, who are confused, who have questions, and who want to run away. Yeah? We must be Ambrose for this world, that even when we don't want to accept something, but we accept that God speaks through his people, and we grow where God had planted us. Ambrose didn't want to become a bishop, but he did so because he listened to God's will through his people. Ambrose was patient enough to guide Augustine back to the truth. Ambrose loved God with all his heart and chose to be faithful as a shepherd to his people until the very end. We're called to be Ambrose for this world in growing, in maturing, in listening and answering to him with all of our heart. My brothers and sisters, that we celebrate St. Ambrose today, may we have that humility, that trust, that faith, that hope, and that love that God instilled within our heart, so that we no longer seek our own glory, our own way of life, but to seek a virtuous, a holy life, so that God live in us and through us.